I'm sorry that we have to record early next week.
Yeah.
So next week's tech show could be weird because it's going to be recorded like 5 days after this week's one. And I don't know if there's not enough news.
Not much new stuff. We're going to have to jibber. Problematic. We're going to have to jibber a bit more than normally.
This week.
A bit more than normally.
We cut four things from the list.
You know, always we say, oh, there's nothing.
What about you? We do the rundown for this week's show and we do Dub Dub and Samsung. And then you just in the middle of the show go, what about Apple and the DOG? I'm like, oh, that's probably a thing we should talk
probably
about.
Probably a better subject. Yeah, but anyway.
Probably should have put that at the top of the list.
Got it in there. Got it in there.
Anyway, so I've got to record on Tuesday because I'm having surgery on Wednesday.
Surgery? Yeah. What's up, surgery?
You know,
what's
I've got the baby tooth. It's fun. Yeah. Well, I've got two baby teeth. These ones.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's weird.
Baby teeth.
Weird, yeah. But you still got your baby teeth.
Yes.
They haven't been gotten.
And there's no adult teeth behind them. Nothing doing.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's a problem.
Well, it's not really, but about 5 years ago, the dentist said at some point you're going to have to think about what's going to happen here and whether you pull them out and whatever. And I went, we'll worry about that when it matters. And so this one on the left is super strong. There's no, like, doesn't even move. But the one on the right has a bit of movement to it. And always has had a little bit of a wobble.
Okay.
But I swear to God, I was eating a Caesar salad at New Year's Eve when we were on the harbour.
Yeah.
You know, just like a packaged one from Coles because they're so easy.
Yeah.
Crouton. And I swear to God, I went, and I thought the tooth was gone.
Uh-oh.
Like the sound, the feeling, I thought that tooth is gone. Yuck. And I swear it wobbled more.
Right.
I was in such a panic at CES. Because I was eating everything on this side thinking, I don't want this thing to come out while I'm at CES. Anyway, so I went back to the dentist.
God forbid you're doing a cross with a big gap in your teeth.
Oh, no. Yeah, right. So I go.
Talk like this.
I go, I go, well, what, mate? I come back from CES. I went to the dentist and said, mate, we've got to do something because it's time, right? This thing's going to go.
Yeah.
He did another x-ray and it's literally just hanging there. It's like, I reckon I could pull it out right now.
Do you want to do it now?
It's that easy, right?
You got a string?
Tuesday night.
We'll do it. Can we video that? I'm going to tie a string to the door and slam the door. Can I do that? Let's do it.
We can literally do that.
Let's
because
do that.
Because it's that
That's
loose.
Good content.
It's that loose that the surgeon I'm going to is not charging me for the extraction because he knows he's just going to go like that.
Go,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so dentist, I said, so what's the deal here? Do we just like draw one and paste it in or something? And he goes, mate. He goes, mate, I've got to make you a denture. I went, I'm sorry.
A denture.
Fucking what?
A denture.
So I thought. Because
you've got to have a tooth.
Well, so no, I thought you just get it. Like they make a new tooth and they implant it. I thought.
Yes.
Boom.
All up right. In your bridge. Yeah.
That is a 6 month process, Stephen.
What?
Yes. So here's how it works. On Wednesday, in about 3 seconds, dude's going to go.
Boop.
And then he's going to drill into my.
Into your jawbone.
Into my jawbone.
Yeah.
Drill like proper
into your,
crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And put an implant in, like a little screw.
Little screw,
They have to wait 6 months for that screw to have A, set, the bone to have kind of grown onto it and, you know, taken hold
to
of
graft,
it.
Yes.
And the gum grows over the top of the screw head and all this kind of stuff. And then, and only then, can I go back and they can build a bolt-on that will stay there. Like,
right.
So there will be a permanent bolted-on tooth, right?
Yeah, right.
But that's fucking 6 months away.
Shit.
So for 6 months.
So you're going to have gaps in your teeth for 6 months?
No, no. For 6 months, I have to wear a plate with a denture.
So a little top plate. In your,
yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
Never. So I am so nervous about because I, you know me.
What sort of teeth are they going to be? They'll be adult teeth for a start.
No. Right? No, because it'll look stupid because I'm only doing this one.
Ah, aren't you doing both?
Because it's very expensive.
Give me a look, aren't you doing both?
No.
Why don't you match them up?
Well, that's it's
so they're going to put a tooth
it's
same
look like
size,
this, pretty much, yeah. Because why change it? What does it matter?
I'd get like Dracula's
you dickhead.
Fang
you complete dickhead.
Why did you do that?
And so I, mate, so I'm going to have the surgery on Wednesday morning. And the best thing is, I said to the lady where I had the appointment with the blokey, write down his how much it's going to cost and everything, and then. She said, when do you want to do it? I said, oh, whatever. And she gave me some dates. I said, oh, Wednesday morning. I said, no, so I should be, like after the anaesthetic wears off and stuff, I should be able to write and to talk and because I record on a Wednesday afternoon. She goes, she looked at me really seriously. She goes, doctor's doing major surgery. It's probably going to be a couple of days. And I went, oh, fuck. I had no idea how bad it was going to be.
But you know what? That, look, she's probably right, but. I reckon they do probably oversell.
So I've got to have
the
implant put in, and then I'm going straight to my dentist who has made a plate. The plate is ready,
right?
But I haven't obviously tried it on because you can't because there's no gap.
Yeah,
and then hopefully that'll be fine, and I'll just be able to wear that from the get go, right? But I'm so nervous about what it's going to feel like because
you're going
to
be
like
anesthetic.
I had wearing a fucking plate for 6 months,
but no one will know.
No, but I'm not worried about
how you're feeling.
I don't
how
like
it feels.
The feeling of fucking meat in my tooth. Like, I'm like, I got to find something to get that shit out.
Yeah, toothpick. Yeah.
Like, how's it? I think it's going to be.
That's your new nickname, toothpick.
You hear it throwing. How's it going to. How am I going to.
Imagine it pops out on live TV.
Is that possible?
Nah. If it's done properly, it won't.
Being done properly.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Dr. David.
Cheap.
Mate.
Yeah. You're paying for it.
Paying for
it. So, you'd expect it to be a dead set Mercedes Benz.
I see. What plate. I should have done was not tell this story and see whether anyone ever noticed.
Yeah. We can still do that. Yeah. You still have that.
Yeah. So I'm quietly nervous, not really about the surgery part. That's life. Looking forward to a couple of days just lying down watching Netflix, to be honest.
Right.
Because that's what I'm going to do. I've blocked out the diary.
Nothing
I'll just
wrong,
chill at
wrong
home.
Nothing wrong with doing this, is there? You can still write. You're not going to do any work at all?
Why?
Okay. I'm just wondering.
I just had major surgery.
Well, I hope you pull up okay, mate.
I hope so.
You're feeling good. Yeah, so feeling too. Fine.
I hope I can talk normally.
So who's...
Is there a chance that I'll talk differently with a plate for 6 months?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Okay. Right.
Don't think so.
Yeah, because you don't really use the top of your mouth, do you?
Because I think there's going to be a fair amount of anaesthetic they're going to use for this operation.
Yes.
So that you'll be like a...
First 3 days, I'll sound like a gibbering idiot.
It'll be Kramer. You'll sound like Kramer with...
Talking about in a month, in a week from then.
You'll be fine.
Like, will I sound stupid wearing a plate?
Nope.
Weird.
Not at all. I think they've gotten good at it now.
Good news is, though, once the one implant's in there, right, because it's a screw thing, then it's like in 5 years, I can just go, let's just have them all out. And then I've only got to, like, you know, then they say all on four. I hear all those ads for all on four. Does that mean they've just got to do the four implants
the
and then I can
lot.
Have the whole lot put in?
But if you, we're sitting here now, right, and we're shooting this, would you be comfortable taking out your plate and just having a little gap there or not, just for this, for
I
us?
I don't think you'd notice here.
I don't
you?
Think you would either.
I don't think you'd
Unless
notice.
It's not like you're going like this.
No.
Showing
like,
your teeth.
You don't know I've got a gap here.
No. Oh, you do too?
Yeah.
How long has that been there?
A lot, like 20
Your
years.
Your whole life?
Yeah. When I couldn't afford dentists, I just pulled it out.
So you're going to fix that up while you're at it then? Or?
No, because you'd need to do braces because the tooth next to it's kind of now moved forward.
Ah.
Yeah, so the gap's evolved. That was a pair of pliers job, that one. Yeah.
But you took it out?
Yeah.
Why did you pull it out?
Because it was hurting like buggery and I couldn't afford a dentist, so I just pulled it out.
So,
to the point where when
self-administration, self-administering dentistry.
And then I went to the dentist like after years and he was doing an x-ray. He goes, there's like something in here. How was that extracted? He was like, the person who did this extraction was a fucking horrible dentist. And I said,
it was me, mate. I can just imagine you. It's like, madam, like the fucking hangover.
I'm going to have to pull the rest of it out.
So have you done that since?
Yeah, you did that.
Right.
Yeah,
so the roots are clear now.
Yeah.
Unreal.
You know, I ripped the top of it off, but...
Wow.
Yeah, and then I think the gum just grew.
Like
yes.
Hell.
Yes.
Shit.
But I was like suffering badly at the time,
so
it was just
a massive toothache.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't you have like a health fund or something to go with it?
I didn't have a health fund back then.
No? Okay.
No.
Wow.
Jeez. You don't remember the days of being poor, do you?
No, I don't. But I always had a health fund, I was one thing that we never skimped on was if you needed a doctor or some sort of treatment, you get it.
I literally emailed Amanda like the minutes before you got here. I got an email from our health fund saying, you know, here's your premium for April. And I said, babe, we've got to shop around. That's a lot of money.
Who are you with?
Medibank.
Yeah, I'm with HCF. Been here with HCF for ages.
Same. Yeah. But I'm like, are we still paying for pregnancy cover here? Because that's not needed. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then you know what I did? I went to compare the market. I thought, you know what? I'll do this thing where they advertise, right? And it was actually really good first and second page. It was like, how old are you? Da, 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 da. What have you got now? And then it was this long list of what do you want? I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
But, you know, I ticked cancer
hospital
and
cover.
Brain and I, you know, any of the things that really, you know, happen.
Dental
and optical were extras, but I put them in. I went, next. And then it goes, what's your name, phone number, and email? I went, fuck you. No, because you're just going to email.
That's a funny name.
They're just going to email me and phone me all the time.
That's the whole idea of it.
Yeah, fuck that. Just give me a price.
Yeah.
That'd be like Whistle Out. So Whistle Out. These companies all work the same way. They clip the ticket, right?
Yeah.
Whistle Out, Finder, compare
the
market.
You get on their mailing list,
No. They clip the ticket on you buying the thing.
Of course.
So if I sign up with HCF as a result of finding them on Compare the Market, they get a fee. They might even get an ongoing thing, right? I'm fine with that. But if I went to Whistle Out and said I want to find a mobile plan with 20 gig, da 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 da, and they said, sure, we'll send you a list after you give us your mobile number, you'd say, fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why should it be different when comparing insurance and other things?
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting...
Because they still click the ticket if they show... So if you click through and say, okay, I want that plan.
Yeah.
So you'll they'll then, clip the ticket then.
Then they clip the ticket, yeah. Yeah, right. I think they're losing customers by not allowing them. Yeah, now, right. There may be some regulation or something that says they have to know who they're giving it to. I don't know, but I think they're missing business. Mm. It's like I once used the UI website to check car insurance, and it was like, you do all this stuff, and then they go, we'll call you now. I'm like, fuck off, don't call me. If you can't give me a quote...
Give it to me right now.
If you can't give me a quote, I don't want to deal with you.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Some people love a chat. You love a chat.
Yeah.
But no, not me.
Not when I just want to get a price on a policy.
No.
Just tell me, mate.
So I just feel like... I feel like what Compare the Market missed was, I know exactly what I'm paying now.
Yeah.
If they'd have said to me, just for reference, that kind of thing you've asked for ballpark, is this. And I go, it's half. I'd be like, what am I missing? And then I would ring my insurer and go, what am I got?
Yeah, how come yours is like
this? And then I'd come back to them and go, actually, click me that one. And then I might find out that the half is actually a little bit more because I'm missing something or other. But as long as I end up in the process going, I'm going to save money, I think, you know, let's go.
This is it's what we should be doing across all our services, don't you reckon? We should doing this, what, this admin sort of checking, like, you know, mobile phone plans and stuff. Yeah. And if you've been on the same plan for like 4 or 5 years, you're probably paying too much. And health funds are the same, I reckon. It's competitive. And they go up every year.
Yeah, and they're just going up now in April.
Yeah, you chose the right time.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you.
Yep.
I was at the Formula One and you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
So we sort of reversed the roles there where I'm at
I was in the best seats.
It'd
in
be
the
like
house.
You being at the Souths game and me not being there.
I was like this fucking perched behind a 100-inch Hisense TV. Yeah. It was the best way to watch Formula One.
And Tanger, did you?
And
have,
I even forgot to put it in 4K.
Did you have your app and everything in front of you? You just watch the TV
just enjoy
broadcast.
Yeah, right. I can take in pretty much everything from just what's on TV.
Yeah.
If I wanted to overanalyze, I'd bring up the app and look at the live timing, but I don't.
So what? So watching it on, like, I was at the track and I had an iPad in front of me to see the, and they had a TV there, so if you weren't. I heard the commentary; it was all there. And I've got to say, I enjoyed the day. It was an enjoyable day. We were on turn 13, so we were on the inside of the track.
Yep.
And
kind of the inside of the last corner.
I was a guest of Hubble. I was in the Hubble suite, Hubble House.
I didn't not go because they didn't invite me. They invited me, just relax.
First thing I asked, I said, are you going? And you said, I don't know. Yeah, I think you'd been travelling a fair bit and you thought,
I'm grounded.
It's probably safer to stay home. But I found it really enjoyable, and what surprised me, there were so many fans there.
Yeah.
Right, obviously, it only happens once a year, the Formula One.
Yeah.
But it was really surprising the number of fans that were wearing McLaren T-shirts, hats, 81, and Ferrari shirts.
Especially when you
see
how much those fucking hats are.
Yeah.
Like $100 for a hat.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Really? Is that right?
Mate.
But they had there were teams wearing, they had the
everything.
Ferrari, they had all the teams. It's like you support a football team.
Yeah.
So you support, a team.
A race team,
A race team, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's wild.
Yeah.
Look, I missed not going, but I don't miss that I didn't go on the Sunday. If I had the choice to go to the Grand Prix, like even last year when I took the family, the plan was to leave on Saturday and come home to watch the race
on
Sunday.
Practice.
That was the plan. I just want to see the cars on the track. I want to see quali.
Yep.
And, you know, we're lucky enough we get invited to things. I want to try and do some experiences, maybe a quick pit walk or whatever.
Yeah.
And often, you know, we used to go down with Epson on a Thursday and you'd see some, there's no F1 action, but you get to see a garage and, you know, really take it in, get some photos, show you were there and stuff.
Yep.
I actually prefer those experiences to watching the race.
Yeah.
I was talking to Peter Adderton from Boost Mobile on the EFTM podcast this weekend. I said to him, you hope you enjoyed it and everything. He goes, mate, I left after 8 laps and just went and watched in the hotel because he's like me, just prefer to enjoy the race. Yeah. I think Sunday is the worst day to go because actually there's less track action as well because there's a couple of races in the morning and then it's just
They had the Formula 2.
Fucking parades and then the supercars, and then it's just parades and things.
Yeah.
Whereas Friday, optimal day because it's the first day of Formula 1 on track.
I think
there's
Sunday's
a couple of V8 races, Formula 2 and Formula 3, practice and quali. Like, there's good stuff.
Sunday's a good day for people like me who they're just to see the spectacle of the main race, whereas you're more a details guy, the qualifying and all that.
Yeah.
That's probably better for you. But I was I had a good day. It was funny because I turned up and I had to do 2GB.
Yeah.
And it was fucking loud, right? And the Hubble suite had this bar area and they had the broadcast desk there.
Yeah.
And there was all seats out the front. And I said, well, where can I go? Like, out the... And they said, oh, yeah, just go in here. They had, like, a broom closet. It was, like, a little cupboard they just put all their crap in.
Yeah.
And it was covered with a curtain, and it was actually dead in the sound a bit.
Yeah.
So I just sat in a little closet doing my 2GB segment. And I warned Luke Grant. I was with him on Sunday. I said, look, just so you know, I'm at the Formula One. So any loud noises you're hearing is that I'm at the track. And he goes, yeah, no problem. And it sort of added to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. But they had, it was a really good day. They put it on a nice feed, and it was, the Coke Zero was flowing. It was great. Yeah. Weather was nice.
Celebrity spotting, who was in the box? I saw Usman Khawaja was there on the Saturday.
Yeah, Harry Tucker. Usman Khawaja was in there again when I was there. Yep. And Asha Keddy was in there, the actress. Stephen Fennick was in there.
Do you reckon anyone is fucking on a podcast running? I saw Stephen Fennick at the Hubble Box.
Maybe. I don't know. But I did actually see a mate who was in there.
Yeah.
Trent Blackett. Shout out to Trent. He was he's a lawyer and used to live in America. And he was one of the guys that helped us when we had our VoiceBite startup and introduced us to companies in the US. And he used to live in the US full time. Now he's back in Australia, lives in Melbourne. Right. And just coincidentally was in the box.
Wow.
His mate who worked for Google was there. He was a guest of his mate. And it was just, I'm thinking, wow, well, what are the chances? And
that's wild.
Yeah, it was chatting with him most of the day. It was really good. Yeah, it's a nice bloke. Yeah, and I was telling him about our podcast, and he goes, how's it all going, mate? Are you still flying around the world? I said, yeah. You know, he goes, oh, mate, you got the best job in the world. I said, yeah, it's all good, mate. Talking about the podcast we do, and he mentioned two blokes. He goes, what episode are you up to now? I said, oh, 600 and something. He goes, wow. So that was cool. It was really nice. Nice surprise to see him.
Yeah. And this is the problem is, we live a privileged lifestyle. I make no bones about it. It's hard to do Formula One for me in general admission. Like,
yeah,
it's near impossible.
It's like going business class every time and then having to go economy. Because is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because firstly, the grandstands are the best view.
Yes.
Like all the trackside spots, you go. That's all you see. Like if it's a small hill, there's one good hill at the exit of turn two. That's about it.
Yeah, right.
But otherwise, they're grandstands, right? And the grandstands are fucking expensive, right? Yeah. But even the grandstand, right? It's like once you leave the grandstand, you got to queue for 10 hours to take a piss. Yeah. You got to queue for ages to get food. The merchandise is really expensive.
Getting out
is hard.
Took me 40 minutes to walk out of our park.
Because Amanda left on the Saturday. So it was just the boys and I on the Sunday. But on the Saturday getting out, we to get back to the city, we ended up waiting so long for a tram. This was after Quali.
Yeah.
And then having to get a tram further than we needed to go and then walk back. It was wild. But on the Sunday.
So you stayed in downtown, did you, in the CBD?
We were just south of South Bank.
Right.
We had an Airbnb last year. It was pretty cool. But on the Sunday, again, rock star shit.
Yeah.
Because we bought tickets in the Mercedes grandstand and Jerry from Mercedes was like, when I told him I just needed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he goes, what about Sunday? I went, I'm going to fly home. For the race, he goes, don't be a dickhead. I went, mate, I've already booked flights and it's too hard to get flights on a Sunday. He goes, I'll give you a car, drive home. I said, mate, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
So he gave me a car to drive back to Sydney, right?
Yeah.
So it was fucking rock star because, you know, leaving the Grand Prix, crazy as you've seen.
Yeah.
So the Mercedes grandstands at like the golf club, they've got a Mercedes.
Why didn't I? I should have done something with Mercedes.
Corporate hospitality.
Yeah.
Probably because you're cheap ass and you wouldn't pay the money. It was cost me like $4,000 for the grandstand.
I wasn't
seats.
Offered though. I didn't know what was available.
Because you're not an AMG customer.
I should have investigated.
Yeah, I think you've got to be an AMG. No, I don't think you do have to be an AMG customer.
You've just got to be a Mercedes-Benz customer.
I think so,
yeah. You're a driver.
Yeah. You've got to sign up for all the emails basically.
Okay.
That's what I heard them say to someone. Yeah. Anyway, it was listed as a thing. Yep. Anyway, so the car that I – so grandstand for the Mercedes public, let's call them, and then they've got this beautiful corporate suite where not many people go.
Yep.
And then there's just a parking lot for the golf course, and there's obviously a bunch of Mercs and stuff in there. And Jerry goes, there's your car over there. Fucking mate, the security just –
this is the whole family or just you?
You know, just me, Jackson and Harry.
Right.
Samantha and Victoria had flown back the night before.
So you cancelled your flights.
Cancelled the flights and just drove home. And we got in the car – backed out, and then there was just fucking people everywhere. Security just parted the ways, drove out, and we were out. We're gone. There was no traffic. It was just we're out of the city. It was
funny because when I arrived, because I was with the guys from Hubble, from Foxtel, and they said, oh, we just got to wait for the golf cart. I went, no problem. So we hopped in the cart and we drove a fair way through the course and there's fans either side checking you out to see who you are.
Yeah.
I never heard anyone yelling, hey, stop there's Stephen Fennick.
Bugger.
That was funny.
Yeah, I missed going, but the other thing is I loved doing it with the boys.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, that'd be great.
I would try and do it again with the boys.
Aaron would have loved to have come.
Yeah. We walked through the pits with just the V8 pits, got photos with a couple of V8 drivers and stuff. It was, and that, you know, we met a Formula 2 driver in the Formula 2 pits. Jacko got a photo with him. We were cheering him on this weekend because he's still driving. And, you know, it's
just cool.
Like the actual Formula 1 stuff's pretty hard because that Melbourne fan walk looks like a really cool thing, but you've got to stand there all day and you can't see any action.
Yeah.
You've got to run to get the best spot.
Yeah,
you've got to stand there all day. It's not really a great fan experience. They could probably do
such
better.
Such a massive corporate thing, eh? There's so many boxes and stuff like this. Yeah. They're all dotted around the track.
Yeah.
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 But we were in the deck, they called it, the deck.
Yeah.
At 13,
like with the deck at 13, boxes,
the deck at 13, and then there were the what would be the best spot above the pits and that there, would that be the best?
Yeah, I don't think it's the best spot, but it's the best corporate access because you can look
you
down
can
and
see everything
pits,
happening.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, at least you can see something. Like and with also, us on also, our turn, we just went,
also you can kind of duck inside and just sit and watch the coverage on the TV.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I did. I had the iPad in front of me. They even had JBL headphones for everyone. Yeah. And or for the iPads, and so you can hear it as well. But then when the race started, they just played it through the loudspeaker, so you could hear the commentary.
Yeah.
And then it was good. It was quite a good race. So the quality of the race was actually
pretty
cool.
It was
cool.
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And young Oscar Piastri did pretty good.
Did great.
Came for what? Fourth.
Good result.
Fourth.
Yeah. Yeah. No dramas at all.
Shame he's not on the podium, huh?
Would have been awesome. He'll get there.
One of the Ferraris had a blowout or something, though. That would have been nice.
It would have been unbelievable.
1-2, eh? 1-2 the Ferraris. Have they been going good? So far,
McLaren.
This is only the second or third race.
Third race, yeah.
Have they been going all right? Ferrari.
They're better than last year, so they're contenders. But
and that's
Red
where
Bulls,
Lewis Hamilton's going. Eh?
Yes,
jeez,
he'd be a very happy man right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so McLaren have always been up there too, eh?
No, McLaren have really come into their own at the end of last year.
So that's Piastri's team, eh? Orange colours. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Norris, Lando Norris is the number one driver, and young Oscar.
But he's a little prick. We don't like him.
Is that right? Yep. He's named after a Star Wars character. I don't mind
that's
that.
Probably why he's a little prick.
Yeah.
He's also just a rich kid.
Is that right?
Yep.
And young Oscar is born in Melbourne, wasn't he? He's a
Melbourne boy, local kid.
How's that? He's a young bloke driving in the Grand Prix in his hometown.
Unbelievable.
How good is that?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen that often, does it?
You can't imagine the sacrifice his family went through, though.
Okay.
They probably wanted to mortgage their house and their
really?
Business to get him
expensive,
to Europe and all that kind of
really?
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah. But it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to get him to where
he seems
he's
a down-to-earth
them.
Guy, though.
He's pretty much written a check now.
I'd
it's all
say
good.
He
yeah.
would have, yeah, by now. He's doing very well.
But it's a good weekend. I don't know how I'd do it again next time. I'd probably just maybe go down for the Thursday, Friday.
Let's see if he could drive in the race. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be good, yeah. probably just go down for the Thursday, Friday because you get the atmosphere, you get to see it all, probably get a better chance of getting some behind-the-scenes access and everything and then come home and watch the good stuff.
This was the first time I'd ever actually seen the race live.
Yeah, right.
Every other year I've gone has been qualifying or whatever the other days. I don't think it was either a Thursday or a Friday.
Yes, we used to go down Thursday, Friday, yeah.
First time I'd ever been there for the actual race. So I got it down there on a Saturday afternoon and just hung out in South Yarra. So I was just on Chapel Street in Toorak Road around there. And then all day Sunday I was at the race. And then first thing Monday I'm on a plane home.
Awesome.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Awesome.
So what else is doing, mate?
I don't know, just the Bunnies losing three in a row.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
That was harsh. Felt harsh as I said it.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, mate. It's tough. Not the best
season.
Are they
playing badly or are they just bad luck? What's happening?
No, they're playing badly. Yeah, they're playing badly. They're dropping the ball. They're costing themselves. I take heart from the fact, this is going to sound funny, I take heart from the fact that it's their own fault.
Right.
It's not like
it's repairable.
It's not like teams are outplaying them. It's their dropping the ball. They can't do – it's their own mistakes that are costing them.
Is it fundamentals?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Very simple. Hold the ball. Hold the ball. Simple as that. So when you don't have the ball and when you get a, you do – when you don't have the ball, you do a lot of tackling. And then when you get the ball back, you're knackered because you've done all the tackling. See what I mean? So it works against you. Field position, all this stuff. So they can hang on to the ball, build a bit of momentum, then anything's possible. It's very hard – from coming out off the back foot early in the game to have any kind of success. So I think they just got to go back to basics, really, and just play it simple, play it, just hold the ball is all they need to do.
That's remarkable.
As simple as that sounds,
do you reckon
that's
the
all they
need to do. Saying that at training?
I think so. Well, I think it's just the basic stuff. Just get that's. I remember when I was playing, whenever we have any dramas, you'd say, right, just go back to basics. Just go back to our plan, run the ball up, hold the ball, kick it on the last, just go back to basics. And that normally settles the team and you get some kind of platform then. But if you keep dropping the ball and you're tackling for 80% of the game, then when you get the ball, you got nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why South is all one up crap, you know. So, yeah, I think they're playing the they would have played the Bulldogs by now, Good Friday. So hopefully I'm smiling.
If you
right
don't
now.
Beat the Bulldogs, that's bad, right?
Well, you know, they always play well against Souths on Good Friday. They grow another leg on Good Fridays against Souths every year. It's always a hard game, and we're coming from 0-3. They're coming off a win. They won last week, so I think Souths have their work cut out for them no matter what.
Well, to cheer you up, you should watch The Gentleman on Netflix, not the movie,
heard,
the show.
Yes. Is it based on that or nothing to do with it?
I have watched that movie. Yeah. I remember watching it.
I did too, and it was good, not great.
It was good. Yeah. I feel it was definitely based on it because it's Guy Ritchie produced again. Yeah, yep, so yep. It's got the same
sort of
mob
feel?
Style feel. Is right. That was a mob style
okay.
thing,
wasn't
it? Yeah. It's got just – it's a good vibe, you know.
Oh, watch it. No, my son watched it. He said it was really good.
I smashed it this week.
Okay.
8 episodes.
Yeah, what am I watching
well, worth
right
a
now?
Look.
I want to start watching the new golf, the Full Swing. We were watching it before.
I've watched probably four of them.
I want to watch that. I've been watching. I'm a big fan of Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer on Disney Plus. Yeah. I really like her comedy, but she's also got a series that she wrote and directed and starred in called Life and Beth. Mm-hmm. It's on Disney Plus, and we're into the second season as well. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Have you seen
funny.
Seinfeld's got a new movie? Frosted? It's like the story of the Pop-Tarts company.
No way.
Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of...
Did you say Seinfeld?
Yes, Jerry, yeah.
Is in the movie?
He's. I think it's his movie.
Wow.
I think remember the B movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Seinfeld. I think it's Frosted, I'm going to say. Unfrosted. Unfrosted.
Wow. Well, he produced
the
Pop-Tart
it,
he's
story.
In it. He's in it as
hang
well.
Hang on, mate. I'll bring up the Wikipedia
wow.
page. Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart story, is an upcoming American comedy film directed by Jerry Seinfeld from a screenplay he wrote with his writing team of Spike Ferriston, Barry Marder, and Andy Robin.
Wow.
There you go. Stars, ensemble cast that includes Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, James Marsden. I don't recognize any other names. Bill Burr.
Oh,
Christian
wow.
Slater and Hugh Grant.
Wow. What a cast.
That's pretty wild.
It's obviously a comedy.
Yeah.
Unfrosted.
Wow. Unfrosted.
And talks about Pop-Tarts.
Premise is Kellogg's and Post cereal compete to see if they can produce a revolutionary breakfast pastry in 1963.
Imagine pitching that to the studio. You know, I've got an idea. Let's make a movie about Pop-Tarts.
That's wild.
Okay. And... because Jerry Seinfeld suggested, they go, oh, mate,
here, we'll do it.
Have a bucket of money and go make it, mate. Wow.
In November 2022, Seinfeld told the press that Netflix executives were watching the final cut of the movie for the first time with the projected release in early 2023. This did not materialize. Jim Gaffigan appeared at the Golden Globes Award in 2024 as part of the promotion of the film. So it must be coming out soon.
Okay.
Oh, the film will be released on Netflix in May the 3rd, 2024.
Boom. Day before May the 4th. Even better. Now,
which is a funny thing to say, if not for the Seinfeld for the Star Wars reference.
Of course, May the 4th, mate.
It's just.
Have you seen the Blackberry movie?
No,
that is so good.
Is it?
Yes.
I've got to watch it. Where's
it
that
on? Is good. I think it's on Prime.
What's it
I think
called?
It's everywhere. Prime. I think Blackberry. It's called Blackberry.
It's just called Blackberry.
Yeah. Okay, pretty sure it's called Blackberry.
Yeah. Go to the good old people that just watch Blackberry. Yeah. It's pretty much. Oh, no. No, it's not on any streamers, but I can rent and buy it on Fetch. So
there you go.
We're covered.
Mate, that is funny and factual.
Yep.
And it's a great movie. Really enjoyed it.
Should we do it on the show? Do you want me to
that's
watch it?
That's on the list. The list, but we'll might wait a bit.
Okay.
Wait till it has a bit of age on it.
Okay. How much age has it got to have to make it
to make
the list?
A few years, I reckon.
Okay.
Well, we might do it. I don't know. I reckon we should do, and because you love Top Gun Maverick, we should do that soon as well. But that's only a couple of years old.
Oh, I should probably host that one. I've watched it 14 fucking times.
You probably watch it more than I have.
Oh, I think I've definitely watched it more than you have.
But we'll put a pin in that one. But no, definitely watch that. That's really good. Yeah.
Okay.
And you being a Crackberry man yourself,
mate,
can relate.
Love that.
And all the differences, you know, all the and it's all historically fairly accurate about what happened, what product was announced, and
how
they tried to counter, and how the company was started. That was fascinating too.
I'm watching it tonight. You've sold me.
Started is really good. Like the guy, the boss of it, of BlackBerry, he had a like quite a technical background and had this great idea.
Man is out tonight. I'm going to watch that.
Boom.
Let's go.
Mate, that's good.
Is it family friendly? Like if the kids are around?
Yeah, there's no
kids won't want to watch it.
There's no sex and nudity.
I can watch it while they're doing whatever they do.
Is that a deal breaker for you? There's no sex and nudity?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm a fan. Not with the
in
kids.
This particular movie, you're going to enjoy it. It's good. Yeah.
All right, mate. I'll see you next week.
Righto. See you, buddy.